Okay, so since Olam is recovering from Super Seder, which I was not part of, but I recognize the godless of it, and the godless of the Rosh Hashiva, they worked this thing out years ago, and to get such guest speakers like Rav Tzvi Meyer. My English is bad, but when I hear Rav Tzvi Meyer speak English, I feel proud of myself. That it's not that bad. I just wanted to mention, how do Chazal look at playing ball in general? Because I look at playing ball. I don't want you to think that I'm an Ish Kodesh, that I never played ball when I was a Bocher. I used to also play football. I broke my wrist playing football. A few years later, I broke my elbow playing football. And I was also a Jet fan. A lot of Chatoyani Maskar, yeah, I used to also play ball. But it's interesting, the Yishalmi brings down, and it has to do with Shabbos, the Yishalmi brings down, there were certain cities that were destroyed. And it was like amazing that these big cities were destroyed. One city was destroyed because a lot of Geneva. One city was destroyed, a lot of Reutzler murderers. One city was destroyed because of Mishkav Zohar, a bunch of homos, whatever, maybe it was San Francisco, I'm not sure exactly which city, but it doesn't say anything more. And then it brings down Tur Shimon. Tur Shimon is a big city, why was it destroyed? So Tur Shimon was destroyed because of the fact that they played ball. What's playing ball got to do with it? So the Pnei Moshe, the one before Shimon, on the side, the Yishalmi, he learns this to play ball on Shabbos. It's like a dinner Shulchan Aruch about playing ball because it might make holes in the ground, whatever. But you'll notice when you look at Shmir Shabbos Chachosah and other Sforim, they bring down even the games that are technically permitted to play on Shabbos, but it's not the proper thing to do on Shabbos. And they bring a riot from this Yishalmi that a whole city was wiped out because they used to play ball on Shabbos, even if it's technically mutter. But it's pasnish, like you say in Yiddish, it's not proper for Shabbos that a person should be wasting his time playing ball. But there's another Pirish in Yishalmi, the Korban Eida, he brings down a Yishalmi. It wasn't because they're playing ball on Shabbos, it's because they're playing ball in general. And since they were wasting their time playing ball and they weren't learning, so because of that, the whole city was wiped out. And as I said, I'm not the big tzaddik. I used to also play ball. It's also you do that in America. Here, little kids in cheder, they let you play ball afterwards. It's not yeshivish. It's goyish. It's terrible. But in America, Moshe Feinstein Paskin, that American boys need to have some time to breathe and exercise, and he gave them full legitimacy that they should play ball. That's why every yeshiva, they have recess, they play ball. But after a while, just like I grew out of it, you guys will probably also grow out of it. It seems Chazal say it's a good way of wasting time. Just wanted to point out that Yishalmi, it's not so known. Now, somebody asked we should mention about the idea of Mishnah Nichlas Adar, Maram B'Simcha. So everybody's all excited and happy. I'm not if you're, I don't know why you guys are happy. If you're happy because of Mishnah Nichlas Adar or because the right team won the Super Bowl, I'm not sure which teams were playing, but I'm not sure why everybody's happy. Do we have right now an inyan of Mishnah Nichlas Adar, Maram B'Simcha? So the first obvious question is, why is it not brought down to Shulchan Aruch? Mishnah Nichlas Adar Maram B'Simcha. I mean, everybody likes to be happy, but why does Shulchan Aruch not bring it down? So Chassam Sofer asked the question, Chassam Sofer says a very interesting thing. He says, because the Mechaber doesn't hold Mishnah Nichlas Adar Maram B'Simcha. Why not? How does the Gemara say it? The Gemara says, K'shem Mishnah Nichlas Av M'maitim B'Simcha, just like when Av comes in, you're supposed to do less than the Simcha, Kein Mishnah Nichlas Adar Maram B'Simcha. No, the Mechaber holds Mishnah Nichlas Av M'maitim B'Simcha? No. Mechaber holds, anybody here Sephardi? Mechaber holds that the din we hold from the beginning of the 9 days, Mishnah Nichlas Av, you can't wash your clothes, you can't eat meat, all these different things. Mechaber doesn't like that. Sephardim don't do like that. Mechaber holds only Shavuah Shechalboy, the week that it starts, right? The week of Tisha B'Av. In some weeks it's Mamish that day. According to Ravad Yosef, a Sephardi, if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, that is the week. You don't have to do anything. There's no 9 days, there's no nothing. The day that Tisha B'Av starts, that's the 9 days. One day is 9 days. So basically, the Mechaber doesn't hold Mishnah Nichlas Av M'maitim B'Simcha. So if that's the case, the Mechaber doesn't hold it. Hold it in Mishnah Nichlas Av M'maitim B'Simcha. Because since Av, there's no din like that, so in Av, there's no din like that. You learned Av from Av, and he doesn't hold of Av. He doesn't hold like that, Man D'Yomer. That's why the Imbogen of Rom has to bring down that since we, Ashkenazim, we don't hold like that, we hold the dinim of Av. You're not supposed to wash your clothes, you must take a haircut. Light, well, haircuts are for 3 weeks. Then eating meat, all these things start on Rosh Chodesh Av, so therefore we can also hold Mishnah Nichlas Av. Again? He doesn't, because not from the big halachas that you have to wedding and go dance, now we're going to do a jig. What's the simcha you have to have? We don't know that either. So that's why the Mogul Ram brings it down, he says. The Mogul Ram wants to bring it down, that even though the Ramad didn't find it, he didn't print it, but maybe he should have. That's what the Mogul Ram, that's why he sticks it in. And Mishnah Berurah quotes it over there in Tafresh Pevov. Mishnah Nichlas Adar Maram B'Simcha. Fine. So now that we know that we're Ashkenazim, I think most of the guys are Ashkenazim, the ones that are blonde for sure, but the Maisa, the Mishnah Nichlas Adar Maram B'Simcha, when does that start? Does that start this Adar or next Adar? Remember, this year is an Ibra year, a leap year. So do we have 2 months to be happy? Or does Mishnah Nichlas Adar start next month? So really, most places can say that it doesn't start this month. Everybody's all excited, and everybody's happy. And Ramaisa, Rabbi Yasha, Ruchan Kanyevsky, the Shevet Leiber Vozner, they all say no. That the Rai is from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, it's Rashi actually, in Megillah, then we say Mishnechas Adar, Rashi says, because there's 2 months of Nisim, the Ness of Purim and the Ness of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim. 2 months is not three. So therefore, it's the second Adar this year and Nisim, which means, really, we don't have to start the Mesamech right away. However, there is a Chassam Sofer that some of the poets can point out. I just saw it today. Chassam Sofer is in the middle of Chosh Mishpat Simachov in the Tshuvas, and he's writing to a person, and then he signs off that it's the last day of Shvat, Erev Adar Aleph, Shemarim Bois Chodesh, Shemarim Bois Simcha. He says black and white that the first Adar Marim Bois Simcha. So it seems the Chassam Sofer held that there is an Eni Mishnichas Adar Marim Bois Simcha even on the first month of Adar. Okay, so let's go to Chassam Sofer. It's good to be Machmer on this one and be Mesameach one more month. Why not? It doesn't cost us anything. We'll all be excited. Did it start now? There's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. When does it really start? Does it start the first day? Does it start the second day? Most poskim say it starts the second day. Why? Today's not Adar. Today is the last day of Shvat. Since there's a Sofik, when to make Rosh Chodesh, so we're knowing, Chazal worked it out, that in certain months we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. But when you write the date on a piece of paper, right, you don't write down Aleph Adar. No. There's actually a din in Shulchan Aruch. I run a gemach, so I gotta be there tomorrow. If I have to write a star receipt, you don't write down Aleph Adar. The proper way of writing, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch. And Tav Chav Ches. The proper way of writing it is Lamed Shvat Shu Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tav Shnayin Tes. That's the proper way of writing it. In any event, it's not yet Chodesh Adar. So that's the case. You want to be happy next month? Fine. You have a Chassam Sofer. But it doesn't start today. It starts the next day. But there's one good Metziah there also. There's a Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says that you start the dinner of Mishnechas Adar from the Moilid of the Chodesh. Now, who knows when the Moilid is? Anybody?
11:57, I think.
You got it. 11:57 tonight. You have another hour or so. Not 2 hours. 11:57, I think 15 chalokim. In our shul, the Gabbai says it in Yiddish. And then he first says it in Ivrit, then he says it in Yiddish. But since he doesn't know Yiddish, every time he says it in Ivrit, right, in Yiddish, he botches it up. So you have to correct him all the time. But Lamai says it's 11:57, 15 seconds. According to the Ben Ish Chai, so if you want to be machmer and be very misamech, you take the Chassam Sofer that says that the Simcha starts this month, and you take the Ben Ish Chai that starts from the Moilit, and you can start from 11:57. You can start living it up. I don't know if you have any sushi left over from last night, whatever. I see you had a lot of sushi here today. But al kaponim, that's the end of Shnechas Adar Marim Bois Simcha. And of course, the next question is, what does it mean to Mesamech? What do you got to do? So the Ragachover writes, Ein Simcha L'Basar V'Yayin, you got to eat and drink. Chaim Kanievsky says, stop. If you have a Simcha, try to make it during this month. Rosh Zalman says, just don't be sad. Not clear what exactly the simcha is. By Av, it says, Mamaitin b'simcha, Mishnechas Av, it says what not to do. Here it doesn't say it. Because in general, if there's Hashem b'simcha, a person's also supposed to be happy. And there's different days, it's exactly what he has to do. Anyway, that wasn't the subject we're supposed to be talking about. We're supposed to be talking about Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So getting back to the Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and since some people asked me about that Maisa with the Marsham, we might go back to it again soon. But let's just go over the basic idea. Basically, what we're saying is that on Shabbos, anytime there's a question of saving a person's life, no matter how old he is, how young he is, how sick he is, for any minute we're mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos. It's not a chilul Shabbos. Forget it. That's what the Rosh Hashanah wants. I don't got to do tshuva. That is what the Rosh Hashanah wants. Like a marshal, there's a bris on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, he's being mechal Shabbos, killing the kid. No, he's doing the mitzvah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah wants. Here also, when the question of a person's life, the Rosh Hashanah wants you not to keep Shabbos. You're not going to be frum by keeping Shabbos. On the contrary, you're supposed to do what you can to save the person. Now, there's one drasha that's brought down that says that it's mutav shechal Shabbos echod kedei sheyishmur Shabbos es harav. It's more in Yuma. That means it's better to mechal this Shabbos, you do malocha, and this way the guy will live many months, many years, so it's a good investment. So, no?
Why do we take that route instead of saying it's like more of a mitzvah b'avera?
Why is it mitzvah b'avera?
I'm saying you're doing a mitzvah.
No, there's no avera. There's no avera. There's no avera. Wait, main limud.
Like
no, it's
it
not. It's not. It's the mitzvah. The ma'aseh that Mishbir Alocha says that limud is not the main limud, because if we would say the limud is that we should save him this Shabbos in order to he should be able to mekayim other Shabbosim, what do you do with a guy that he's very, very sick and he has a few hours to live? Or they say he has cancer, he's going to live another few weeks. Maybe it's not kedai. No, Mishbir says clearly not like that. That's just a maimer chazal, but the main limud is v'chai behem v'lishiyamas behem. every time the Torah wants you to do a mitzvah, it's b'tnai, you're not going to lose your life over it. You're supposed to save your life. Your life has priority. So it's not a mitzvah baba vera. It's a mitzvah baba mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah. Mr. Brewer makes fun of the women that when they had to help a yoledis give birth on Shabbos, so afterwards they did tshuva and they made fast. He says, shtuyat, you did a mitzvah. You didn't do an avera. It's not a mitzvah avera. Mitzvah avera means to say you did an avera. Torah said not to. You're a Torah said do it. Not only that, it's brought down also, let's say you have a person that doesn't want to be mechal Shabbos. This could be people that want to be very frum, small people. This could be people that are very choshev and they think that's not necessary. I remember about 41 years ago, the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, he got very sick on Shabbos and they wanted to take him to the hospital. He said, no. He says, I can wait till after Shabbos. So some people, including my shver, they went to Rebbe Yashiv. They asked Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv said, he might be a Rebbe. You're not allowed to listen. You have to tell him point blank, we're mechliv al pidin to take you on Shabbos. He heard the psak from Yashiv, so he taka went. And needless to say, he didn't live. It was nifted the next morning. He was very sick. But the ma'aseh, it says beferish, halachim fereshes. If a chayla doesn't want to listen, you're mechuyev to overrule him and take him on Shabbos. Now, what are the cases that are pikuch nefesh? Just an example. If a person is suspected that he had a heart attack or a stroke or he has internal pain that's very strong, you don't know what he had. Maybe he had a heart attack, maybe he had too much shunt. We don't know. So since you don't know, you have to be chayshish and you're mechal Shabbos. If a person has a broken bone, if it's a fracture and nothing's moving new, but if something's moving around, there's a possibility that there's an open break inside, and very often you don't know these things. You're mechal Shabbos because the doctor said Shmir Shabbos, he has some problem there on Pikuach Nefesh, on Beis, on Gimel. He says he consulted big doctors. An open break in a hand or a foot is a big sakona because the edge of the bone can pop some blood vessels or arteries or veins. It's mamash sakona. And since we don't know, and of course, you're mechal Shabbos. If a person has a big wound and it might get infected, or it might cause all different inflammations and sakonas and germs and whatnot. All these cases, imachal Shabbos. Now, it might be if someone has a bad cut, it's not that hard that you walk from here to the Brick Chayim Hospital. It could be the guy's in the position to go there. It'll take him 10 minutes. Lo nora. You might not need an ambulance to go to there. But anytime the person is not able to, so of course, imachal Shabbos. If you have other cases that are machal Shabbos, emotional, a dog or some other animal bit someone. He might have rabies. It's a question of sakona. It might turn afterwards. He's a very nice, friendly dog. A dog is man's best friend. He's got a nice tag and he took all the shots. But if you don't know, of course, you go right away to the hospital. And even if it turns out afterwards, we don't see you got to do tshuva because you didn't save his life. On the contrary, you did a mitzvah because even though you didn't save his life, but you did something in order to save his life. And therefore, it is 100% justified and you don't have to do tshuva on that. Also, it's brought down in the Gemara, if a person hit someone with a barzel, something iron, a strong makkah, that's a sakona. Now today, if you have a doctor that's there right then, a mumcha, and he says, it's not so bad, he's okay, we'll listen to the doctor. But if you don't know, you have to go by the Gemara. The Mishnah Brewer says something very interesting. He talks about tzefidna and shinchav ches. It's a certain machla in the gums, that the gums are bleeding, and he says, that's a sakona. Now, you tell that to a doctor today or a dentist, he'll laugh at you. He'll tell you, take Orajel or something like that and put it on the mouth, and everything will be fine. But Lamaisa Chazal say that this is a sakona. The Mishnah Brewer is a very interesting lashon. He's quoting the Mogen Avraham that even if the doctor tells you that it's not a sakona, we say Sheker Hu Doivri. He doesn't know what he's talking about because the Gemara says is a sakona. He doesn't suggest the Nishtana Teva. I asked many years ago of Yashiv, and it was brought down on the Sefer Shemir Zagufa Nefesh. I found an apparent steer because by Bosser and Dogen, meat and fish together, the Mogen Avraham over there quotes a Bach that says that today the doctors say that there's no sakona. Over there, it says over there, if he ate meat and fish together, so the person gets tzaras, right? Tzaras, he calls dover acher. The doctors say today, there's no such mitzvah, it's a change. So how come in Basar Adogam, he's calling the doctors and saying that the Teva changed, and here he's saying, no, the doctors know what they're talking. What's the difference? So Yasha said, maybe the difference is that over there, all the doctors are saying it. And here's just one doctor. He's saying it as a maybe, but the suggestive pshat is that if all the doctors tell you today that this is not a sakona, and a chanami. But the fact that one doctor feels like that, you can't go against open Gemara because you don't know the Pasha's the Chazal, right? Yeah?
If all the doctors would say that, today, all doctors today and nowadays would say that, meat and fish is not a problem, there's no sakana, so would we be able to eat?
It's not so Pashat. If you look in Kuf Tezayin, Shulchan Aruch, in your day, we're talking about Basar V'Dogim, so it says over there that there is a sakana. The Shulchan Aruch, all the place can talk about. The one person who says no is not there in Basar V'Dogim. It's the middle of Orach Chaim and Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Mogen Avraham says Nishtana Teva. Because of that, what the place can say is we are making a lot of kulis, but most places don't hold like that. And some of the places even say that once Chazal said that this thing is osur because of sakona, then you have to have a bigger bezin to mevatel that. Others say it's not toy because here it's a metzias question. Since a lot of poiskim do not say this chiluk, Mishabur also, he will tell you, Lamashal, you don't have to wash your hands between meat and fish like it said in the Shulchan Aruch, because it never changed. And we also use the same pot for meat and fish, which once upon a time we didn't do. But at the same time, we do have certain things. That's why yesterday the re-edited sign said on the doors over there that you're supposed to do kinuach vadochi, eat a salad and drink something. That's all we got to do. We do not have to wash the hands. I was told that they put up over there to wash your hands because they said that some of the people are touching the sushi and then touching the meat. And that they're right, because they're afraid the person will touch. But halacha, what?
It's beef jerky, it's finger food.
Okay. So I can hear the reason they do it, but technically we're not makbid to wash our hands between meat and fish that we're making along. But you do have to do. I told one of the people here. I said it's great that you made this chumr, but you forgot the ikar thing is you got to do kinuach vadoch. That's brought down. You have to take a salad like a piece of challah and drink something. Shabru means on the bottom. There's a chokhma sodom that's makel. All you got to do is rinse your mouth, but something, not just wash your hands. Washing hands, they told you to do that's a chumr. But the main thing, that's why I told them they should change that sign.
When we say rinse your mouth, that means drink something, right?
Yes. Drink and swish it around. Drink and swish around your mouth. Okay? That's why a lot of chassidim have the minhag to have the l'chaim right after they have meat or after they have fish in the morning. That's the purpose. They're already doing it. They're doing it then. They take the l'chaim and they take something solid if they do it halacha. And that's what they're makayim that din.
You have to take something solid.
You have to. Mishnah Berurah says to take a solid and a liquid. Kinuach v'docha. But then he brings down the shartzian that there's a day of the chokh mesod, that's the chayodim, that he says it's sufficient just to use something liquid. So you can go by that also. Again?
Yeah,
could
water, only something
with flavor. Again, could be water, could be general
water.
Even water, for sure.
Why?
Yeah.
What's the Indian of alcohol?
There's no Indian of alcohol. Just people want to have l'chaim. It's not exactly like that. There is an Indian of saying l'chaim on Shabbos. Are you aware of that? You're not aware of that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You've seen people doing it. You know why? So I'll tell you two things. This is, again, going after the subject, but that's the Shabbos. There's a Das Zakenim Shmini Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish. I think it's Perek Tes Pasuk Yud. Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish. Look at the Das Zakenim of Toises. He says the Pshat is over there that all the tragedies that happen to Torah, everything starts out with wine. Okay,
wine.
Everything starts out with wine. Adnan Rishon drank wine. Okay, then his kids came. There was Noach, the Bnei Aharon. Every tragedy you're looking starts with Purim. Okay, it starts with Das Zakenim. We'll take your local Makros Gedolos Chumash, you find the Das Zakenim, Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish, Shmini, I think it's Tes Pasuk Yud. It says over there that all things start with wine, and that's why we say L'chaim, mean to say L'chaim V'loy L'movis. That we hope that this wine will be L'chaim, and won't bring to death, because in the Torah you have so many cases where you start with wine, and then somebody drops dead, right? So we're saying L'chaim V'loy L'movis. Now the Das Zakenim is one of the Baal Tosis, but he didn't see a Medrash Tanchuma. We have a Medrash Tanchuma, I believe it's Parshas Pekudei. It's not a Pella. I mean, there's a lot of midrashim we have today they didn't have then. And sometimes the Tosis will tell you to look at Yerushalmi, it's a Tanchuma. Or will tell you to look at a Tanchuma, and it's a Braisa. There's a lot of mix-ups between the Braises that we didn't have then and today we have. But Hashem, we have them today. But we have to take consideration they didn't have them. The Das Zakenim seems was unaware there's a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says a very interesting pshat, completely different Indian as to why we say L'chaim. The reason is, they used to have to test the person whether he has to be killed because he did something wrong. So they took a Bezna Godel. The Bezna Godel didn't want to send all these 23 Dayanim to speak to him. So they sent three or four Dayanim, I think it says three, and they would make like a preliminary Chakira to find out what's doing. Does it look like these people, this person has to be killed? He's Chayav Misa or not? So they asked him a few questions. Then those three Dayanim came back to the rest of them and they told him, Savrai Maronan. The group asked these three Dayanim, Savrai, like Svuramatem. Savrai Maronan, what do you think, rabbis? L'chaim, do you think this guy is going to live and he doesn't deserve Misa? Oylemovis, maybe he deserves Misa. What do you think? And they would answer back, L'chaim Oylemovis. So the Medrash says, that. Oh, and the next part is, when they decided that they have to kill the guy, so Gemara brings down a Sanhedrin, you give him wine before you do the skila. So he shouldn't feel the punishment. He shouldn't have the whole tsar of the punishment. So the Medrash says, there's an Achsir Shatir, it's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Asha Alken, the minig is that on Shabbos, when we make Kiddush, we say Savrai Maronan, and then we say L'chaim to show that it's L'chaim, the Mavis. They were taka taking wine, but it's not like this guy is dying, and that's when we say Savrai Maronan and L'chaim. It's interesting, the Svarim, what they do is before they drink, they say L'chaim, we say it afterwards. Their minig L'chaim is more correct, because over there they said L'chaim before they drank the wine. But both of those are coming from this medrash, and it seems that Das Zakenu, which is Tosis, did not know this medrash.
We do Lachaim after?
Yes.
What?
So will we hold it? Are you over 18? Yeah, Maisa, the... You're wrong. 100% wrong. Yep. First time?
I thought that was a starting thing.
Mapito. Chassidim do it. Yeshiva should do it. Everybody does it. People drink.
I'm the only one that does that. I don't know. I feel like I thought there's the only thing with Spartan. I always hear them go Lachaim, and everyone says it's a Sparty thing.
No, it's 100% wrong. First of all, I'm showing you right now. I'm showing you right now that it's a Das Zakenim and it's open Medrash. The Das Zakenim was not a Sfardi, and the Medrash is certainly not Sfardi.
What am I talking about in Abdullah?
Moshe Rabbeinu was Sfardi Ashkenazi.
Both.
I know.
He's both.
No, so the Welt says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Sfardi because if he was Ashkenazi, his name would be Rabbeinu, we were Rabbanovitz. That doesn't prove anything. The fact of the matter is that this is a meaning of the whole Klai Yisrael, just that most of us, what we do is we first drink it, we say Savrayim before we drink it, but we first drink it, and then afterwards we say L'chaim. And there's some people still pick up the cups like nice Goyish man, that's Goyish. And the Sfardim do like he says in Medrash, they say L'chaim and then they drink. But it's all coming from the Medrash.
Which part am I talking about?
I hope you're not saying L'chaim Abdullah. It's about kid if you say it.
I'm just talking about
that.
I'm tripping. So
yeah, it's
Abdullah.
No.
Right.
Again?
Yeah, why do they laugh?
No, I know by Kish Ashkenazim will say that. No, I'm thinking of something where Sfardim
they laugh. What's that laughing thing about
Abdullah? I don't know the reason why, but I did see it. I have to look it up. I saw something about that. I just remember what.
Rabbi, the clinking of like a L'chaim is also Goyish, no?
That's Mamsha Goyish Menig. Raise a cup, right? Toast, yeah. That's Mamash Goyish Menigba. That's Goyish 100%.
No. By Abdullah, there's certain parts. Everybody. Ashkenazim don't. Most Ashkenazim, do you guys say L'chaim?
No.
Not by Abdullah. No one says by Abdullah, by Kiddush, no?
So people have no clue what they're talking about. They do Abdullah.
You don't say L'chaim, you say by Kiddush.
No, so I'm asking about Abdullah. I'm asking about Kiddush.
Abdullah, no one says L'chaim. I know somebody saying L'chaim. If they do, they batched it up. That's not what it says.
Who does?
Maybe someone's husband's name is Chaim. He says Chaim.
No, that's not what I thought about.
Anyway, another interesting thing, getting back to the subject, another interesting thing is Pikuch Nefesh. If a kid gets locked in the bathroom, you let her smash down the door because the kid's in pachet. That happens sometimes. The bathroom door, but it's not an older person. An older person can get stuck there. Worst comes to worst, they'll sit the whole day in the bathroom. What is he going to do? I don't know. Yama Finkel was a big tzaddik. He got stuck in the Yeshiva's bathroom a few years ago. It wasn't a lock. There was like electric eye. He always couldn't get out. So everybody's looking, where's the mashgiach? He's gone. He was in there for a few hours till Moshe Shabbos. He's afraid to trip off the electric eye. But not too geschmack. But al kaponim, if a kid...
Even worse. Yeah.
It's also a problem, right? The Yavitz brings down his father, Chacham Tzvi. He used to have a bunch of history books in the bathroom because he had to have his mind think on something. He was always thinking and learning. And at the same time, he held that every Tam Chochem has to know history because in case somebody asks him, like, what do you think about President Lincoln or something like that? And he's going to say, he doesn't know that. I'm more, there's no basics on what Abraham Lincoln was, right? He felt that a Tam Chochem has to know some history also. So where do you learn? In the bathroom, and you have nothing else to do. The Yaivitz recommended writes about his father, Chacham Tzvi. Agav, the Chacham Tzvi goes down in history as a big godel, not as a big historian, but he knew current events, he knew history.
Didn't like a rugged chuckle like bang on the walls when he was in the bathroom, like try to get his mind off learning?
I was never outside when he was in the bathroom. I have Hindi Musak. I never heard that before. I don't know. There's a lot of stories about the rugged chuckle, not everything they say is true. I have to find out if it's true. Anyway, that's important din, and unfortunately it's misused. You have sometimes where a person goes in the bathroom, and rather they say it's mutter to break the door. It's not. It's only by a little kid, because over there's a pachad, and when a kid's in pachad, that's a sakona. And it might be a person, he has a heart condition, it might be an older person, you have to ask a shayla. But as a rule, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah as far as a kid's concerned. You do it there, kilkul, you smash the door down. And make sure the kid's not standing when you knock the door down. That itself will be a sakona. I want to go back to that story I told you last week, because a few people asked me about it. We mentioned that there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether you're allowed to do medicine, which is a segula on Shabbos. The Rambam seems to say it's only something which we know works. We know, like Moshe, you take aspirin, it takes down your temperature. That's a metzias. The same with shesguliastik. Like then they had this belief. It sounds like witch medicine, but they believed that if you had a dog bit you, so you eat from the liver of that dog, and that's going to heal you. That's the thing with shalpi segula. Rambam says you can't do that. You have no heter. Other Rishayim seem to say, yeah, if we see it works, what's the difference? A lot of things, medicines, we don't know why it works. But if I know it works, what's the difference than a Kameya that the Mishnah says, and it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, Kameya is like a little amulet that if we know that it works and has been tried before, then it's a tried medicine. Why not? So now comes this famous Maisa where the person went, the Belzer Rebbe was visiting Brody, where is the city of Shlomo Kluger. And in the middle came along this guy that came on Shabbos on the train, Basil Sabarzel. He was coming from a certain city, Kvesos, Yehupitz, and he had a letter with names of a certain Chayla. They said, this guy is deadly sick. The Rav there Paskin that I should come on Shabbos to ask the Belzer Rebbe to daven for this Chayla. It's a Kuch Nefesh. So Shlomo Kluger was furious. Shlomo Kluger wrote a whole tshuva that this guy who passed like that is Mamash HaShoita, and you're not Machal Shabbos by sending a person, and there's no heter whatsoever. And he, according to the Belzer Chassidim, the end of the story goes that the Belzer Rebbe said, I don't think you should have come to me because I don't think my teal is a roi that we should consider Pikuch Nefesh, Teich HaShabbos. But if the guy already came, I will do what I can that it should not be Chil HaShabbos. I will mispowel as much as I can. And like all stories end off nicely, the story ends off that Hitaka was mispowel and the guy got better. Maybe that's how the story ends off.
You're not allowed to daven
for
Bakosh.
You're not allowed to what?
You're not allowed to daven
for. That's wrong. That's only if there's not Pikuch Nefesh. If a person is sick, you're allowed to daven all you want. If a person is a chayla, he's sick, of course he can daven. He can daven till him. There's minyan by the Kaisel, so he's on Shabbos, yes. If it's Pikuch Nefesh, of course it's Mutter.
So the two things are really Ruchnius and Pikuch Nefesh?
The idea is that you can't do something Sguli as Dick. They want to tie in, there's a rash like that also in Tainus. That's Mashma, that we can be Masriya. Masriya means you can call a bunch of people together, that they should do something, come, go get together, we have to fight the enemy at the border or something like that. Or you can run, get a car to get a doctor that you can do. But to Mechal Shabbos and announce in the Ramco, let's go daven, that you can't do. So which is not physical, that you can't do. That's interesting, the Yismach Moshe said at Hezbra, because when it comes to something like davening, so davening, who's going to take care of the davening? The Rebbein Hashem. The Rebbein Hashem is very well aware of the fact that today is Shabbos, and that's why you can't go from this city to Belz to get to your tzaddik to daven for you. So you don't have to go be Mechal Shabbos. The Rebbein Hashem is quite aware of the fact that it's Shabbos. So that's why there's no heter. Shlomo Kluger was fire against that heter. He said, also, I want you to tell me who the rabbi is. We have to mefarsim that it's possible for him to pass in Shailas. And if you don't, he's going to make sanctions. He's very, very mad in that tshuva. The tshuva v'char, the b'chaim, tuftam v'das. He writes very stark. Now the Marsham brings down, Marsham is the grandfather of Shlomo, of Shlomo Shadron. His name is also Shlomo Mordechai Shadron. He was a big poisik. Many years later, he brings down this ma'isa. The mashmois over there is, he understood that the only reason of Shlomo Kluger was against it, it was not that he was against in general doing it. If we knew for sure that this person, his tefillahs are always answered, if we knew that, or if we knew that the guy is very much depending, he really believes that his Rebbe can do this, so in that case, we do it. Just like a chayla says, I need light. It's really light over here. We do it. Because meis v'dayti, it calms him down. So he seems to think that if there was such a situation, it would be mutter. Others say no. L'maisa, all the places say today, you cannot do this. And this has happened a few times in history. That people have been Mechal Shabbos to go send a kvitla, a little piece of paper with a name on it, and the poskim all write down not to. Somebody actually suggested maybe Reb Shlomo Kluger was against it because he wasn't a big chosid, and the Marsham was a Belzer chosid. So maybe that's why he says that if it does work, he can. But the poskim say it's not true. The poskim say certainly bizmaneinu, we don't have anybody that actually says that can actually guarantee his tefillahs will be answered. So even if we'll go like the Rajba in those days that say you're allowed to do a school, you stick a medicine. Let's say we know, for instance, we have a school today. If a person has Tzehevet, what's Tzehevet called in English, no? Tzehevet is, a person turns yellow, no? Forgot the word.
Jaundice,
yeah. Hepatitis, that's the proper word. Hepatitis, I think jaundice is when the kid is born yellow, no? Hepatitis is when the kid, whatever, the person gets hepatitis. This is a school they take pigeons on his belly button. And you suck out the stuff, it's brought down time, and it works.
He sucks out what?
He sucks out something poison from the person. Yeah, and it kills the pigeon. And after, some people take 2-3 pigeons, some can take 20 pigeons.
What?
Yeah, it kills the pigeons one by one. When
there
it stops,
on you put, pigeon
out. You put the pigeon, he sucks it out.
Suck out your bed one?
Yeah.
Does that kill?
It kills the pigeon. You can sit there on the side, you can be singing Yoina Motza by Menoich, each one that dies. And after, that part doesn't say the story. But the Maisa, it works. There's a person. There's a guy Goodfart who does it. It's known that it works. It sounds like witch medicine, but it happens to work.
They still do it.
Yes.
They put a pigeon on your.
Yes. Yes. I spoke this morning. I have my shir in the morning. I have a shir in Ramat Hashkol, and there's a guy. He's a He's a Baal Teshuva who's actually a doctor in alternative medicine. Degrees from Kent University and whatnot. He said his wife a few years ago also had hepatitis. He says she killed, I think, 7 pigeons. It works. It happens to work.
Where does it suck the poison from?
It's belly button. Don't ask me why. I'm not a doctor.
But the
I'm not going to be a doctor in this Gilgal. What?
The bee like penetrates like the belly button. Like
I don't know how. If you want, I can have someone demonstrate it for you. But it's done. It's known in Shlaim. They do it. I know it sounds like witch medicine.
Next Monday night, can we bring in a can we join us and bring in a pigeon rabbi or no?
I offered to talk in any surgery, but I didn't include that one. That was not on the agenda. But I can speak to someone who does it. I know there's a guy Goodfire who does it. It's been done for years. It seems to work. Akaponim, the most amazing thing is, you know who is matter lichat chila to send the kvittel on Shabbos? Reb Chaim Brisker. I was shocked when I saw it. I figured like the people that believe in the Rebbe, the Chassidim, they'll be mazdakit. No, punkt verkehrt. The Marsham. Marsham is more melamed schus than Rosh Hashanah Kluger. But I saw today in one of the swarm that Moiv Rabbi or David Salvechik that he brings down, the Reb Chaim Brisker held its mutra p'alocha. Because the biggest refu that you can have for a person is if you daven. And if you get a person that's the emes dekir shemayim and tzaddik, why should that be any less than doing anything else that's chil Shabbos? He's matter l'chatchil in that case to go to big tzaddik. I don't know who the big tzaddik is, but he is matter. In any event, we should all be gesund and stark, not have to come out to chil Shabbos, not have to come out to pigeons on your belly button, because it doesn't sound right to you, but definitely is done. Ha'gutanam.